tough hour. A New Yorker arrested tonight for posting threatening videos on the internet and claiming that he had poisoned a popular baby food.
The man claimed that millions of bottles of Gerber baby food had been poisoned, that it was too late to do anything about it. Gerber says it's not true, but the man's claims were enough to spark worries, big worries, for parents across the country, and now the man is in trouble with the law. Eyewitness News reporter Jeff Pagaz is here with the story. Jeffrey?
Yeah, Bill, he's in big trouble. He was picked up today, arrested for sending threats and claiming to have tampered with a consumer product. His disturbing postings on the internet seemed to be crying out for attention. It got investigators watching.
We're out to kill her. We're out to kill you. We're out to kill your child.
Prosecutors say the man behind the mask claims that he has poisoned baby food, specifically Gerber's baby food.
We want to get rid of these black babies that are being born for 2008 and, you know, 2009.
In a twisted 10-minute rant, he claims that he has what he calls disciples who have laced baby food with cyanide.
They actually work for Gerber's baby food. And, they were instructed to poison a numerous amount of jars of baby food.
According to prosecutors, the suspect, Anton Dunn, who calls himself the Trash Man, has been promoting his sick agenda on the internet in a series of recorded statements since April, each and every time boasting of his intent to kill African-American babies.
This is a message going out and a warning going out to all the black mothers.
Gerber officials say they stand behind the safety of their product. Quote, we are aware of a recent posting on the internet and believe this is a malicious hoax. They say they are cooperating with investigators in an attempt to get the suspect off the internet and behind bars. Suspect is 42 years old. He lives in Manhattan. If convicted on all the counts, he faces 10 years in prison. Sade, Bill?
Okay, Jeff.
Thanks,
thank
Jeff.
You. Two workers were rescued from a chemical